This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lilinishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchak Ben Doiv, also the Schus Refuah Shalema for Kol Choyli Am Yisrael, also the Schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in the Sunim Mitzorah of Yeshivya. We're up to Meseches Makas, Perik Gimel Mishneh Yud. And we're talking about averis that one may do and make him be mechuyev to get punished with makas. Now we're going to actually talk about the makas themselves. Kama malkanoise, how many times does one get whipped? Where many whippings are there? Arboim chas achas, 40 minus 1, meaning 39. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, b'mispar arboim, at the number 40. So we learn from there, what does it say in the number 40? Minyan shu samach le'arboim, that it's a number that is close to 40. Not quite 40 itself, but a number to 40. Rabbi Yehuda says, arboim shleimus hu loike. No, he disagrees and you get 40. Now, we learn in the Gemara that it's one of the reasons for, or one of the outcomes of the fact that it's 39 is that it's divided by 3. And a third gets on his front and his hands, and the other two thirds are on either shoulder. So one, if another third on one shoulder, another third on the other shoulder. So now that you're saying that you get 40, where does that extra one go? Because it can't be divisible by 3 then. Where does that one that you can't divide by 3, that 40th maka, where does that go? Bank seifa, between the two shoulders on his back, that's where he gets that 40th maka. Yasha koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.